Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers. Sunday sermon, shorts, CBN. Pray for ex-Victoria's Secrets model who quit her job to follow Jesus. ... Yes, I am not going to finish reading the title just at the moment. I'm also not going to read any of the article. I'll just summarize a bit. By the way, nice to be back after a brief respite of the holy day, Thanksgiving. So, yeah, pray. I think I ran that all together. Pray. That's kind of standing off by itself. So hopefully this article is going to be an occasion for Christians to say exactly how the prayer works or what the expectation is. Hint, they don't do that in the article. However, this is an occasion for me to ask Christians again, yet again, how does prayer work? Just tell me, if you want to write a long piece and have me publish it in the main part of the article section of the blog, I will do it. I will publish it unedited. I won't even correct your typos because I don't want to be accused of editing. Just tell us how prayer is supposed to work. Okay? When it's working, I mean supplementary prayer is supplication prayer, you know, the prayer where you ask for things, you know what we're talking about, right? And don't tell me, oh, well, that's not the only kind of prayer. Yeah, I already know that. I could give you a better sermon on that than you can give me. Okay, but as far as supplication type prayers, tell me how that works. Please. This is a sincere request that I have been making, it feels like, for over a decade. I think that's because it has been over a decade. So, pray. And then the title really begins after that. Ex-Victoria's Secret Model, who quit her job to follow Jesus, reveals, we'll just let that hang for a moment. I find it interesting that CBN, that's Christian Broadcast News, I believe, 700 Club folks, you know the guys and gals. I noticed they didn't even put the woman's name in the title of the article. You'll need to dig for that a little bit, because the really important thing for them, the thing they want you to know, is her credentials as a Christian, you see. She's an ex-sinner. That's what's important to them. Victoria's Secret model. Victoria's Secret, for those who are not aware, you know, they're the people in the malls that sell the, you know, the sexy underwear and negligees and, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you've all been to Victoria's Secret, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, and by the way, there's nothing sinful about what Victoria's Secret sells. Okay, it's not, I don't know, you know, why this would even be a thing. It's not like it's, you know, ex-drug dealer, you know, ex-pimp, ex-prostitute, ex-gang member. You know, that would be better credentials. This is just a Victoria's Secret model, okay? Sorry, I'm in a squeaky chair. It's probably coming through here a little bit. All right, so that's what they put in the headlines. That's what they want you to know. They don't want you to know who she is because they don't give a damn who she is. None of that matters to them. And they assume that doesn't matter. It's just, we won. We got one of those. She was a, you know, one of those skimpy wear models. And we won her to Jesus. We won her over to Jesus. It worked. Let me tell you, you didn't win her over to Jesus. She was already a Christian. She was already there, man. In the article, I'll try to remember to put this up there so you can actually read it. If I forget, it's CBN. It's you know, one of their top articles, so it's easy to find. It talks about how she went back to her childhood teaching as a Christian. The translation is her early childhood indoctrination. You see, this is why Christians do it. You've heard that old saw, raise up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. Which is absolute BS. They will. They do. Apparently she did. But then the Christians say, no, but they'll come back if you really raised them right. They won't. We could go through way more instances of people who left the faith and didn't come back than you can of people who left the faith and did come back. That's not a slap fight you want to have. You certainly don't want to have that slap fight with me. Okay. That said, don't mind engaging in it. Because I'm feeling petty. I've had a good holiday, so let's get into it. Come at me, bro. All right. So, yeah, it won. It won those early indoctrinations. This is why, in case you're wondering, Christians are so desperate to get into public schools and get their hands and teachings on young children while they're still at school. In some cases, while they're still in class. This is why they're doing it, because this is the only way they can survive, by indoctrinating children that are too young to know long division. And this is how you do it. Okay, so success. You successfully indoctrinated somebody, Christians. Good for you. Well, let's find out more, though. So something terrible happened to her shortly after she made that change. And let me just say, I don't want to see terrible things happen to anybody. There isn't a person that I can think of, okay, maybe one or two, very few people on earth that I want something terrible to happen to. And I wish it was no people. I wish I didn't want anything terrible to happen to anybody. But there are people who are so poisonous to the world, so dangerous to people, so harmful to people in society, that I think they need to be taken out of it somehow. I won't be specific. But maybe the better thing to wish for is that something terrible happens to them where they have to remove themselves from the business of making life miserable for everybody else. I think that's all I'll say about that. Something terrible happened to this woman very shortly after she decided, what is it she decided to do? As I read the article, yes. She decided to leave her job as a Victoria's Secret model and devote herself full time to her faith. I just want to sit there for a moment. Will someone please tell me what it means to devote yourself full-time to your faith? Really, there are lots of preachers in churches who have jobs outside of preaching because they still have to make a living and pay for that expensive mortgage and get their kids through school. And preaching, it doesn't really pay a lot for most preachers who do it. It really doesn't. So they don't devote themselves full time to their faith. Not in that sense. You don't have to quit your job to be a Christian. No, I can see if you're thinking about the things that Jesus walked around telling his disciples, you might think, oh yeah, well maybe I should quit my job, you know, leave my nets and go follow Jesus. Jesus was a bit of a kook. And honestly, you wouldn't have done it had he come to you today and asked you to do it. Also, you know, I don't really mean to get into this right now, but it's a little bit different when Jesus did it because he didn't think the world was going to last. He thought that, you know, the actual end of the world was upon us, you know, according to the teachings that people wrote down that he said. And so those people who left their nets, as it were, to follow Jesus were not expecting some long lifespan. They were expecting Jesus to come back, you know, with prize in hand. The world was supposed to come to an end. Jesus did not anticipate the world that we have today. So, again, I would say, what does it mean in today's context to devote yourself 100% to your faith? Because I really don't know what that means for the average person. Someone please tell me what that means, and if such a thing is actually necessary, if that's what God calls people to do. Okay, so we're really boiling up her credentials. You know, she's a former sinner, practically a prostitute. Victoria's Secret model, yeah. And she leaned back on her early indoctrination. It worked. And she's going to devote herself 100% to her faith. Yes, three thumbs up. And something bad happened to her right after that. I want to pause there. Because I just want to say, I just want to put this out here. As a person who went through this, when a Christian decides to leave their faith and then something bad happens to them, you know what the Christians, some Christians, say? You see? This is what happens when you walk away from God. He's gonna get you. Bad things happen to people. Christians are afraid to walk away from their faith because they are afraid of the God that they believe, that he is going to strike them with something bad to show just how angry he is with them. And so, when people walk away from their faith, something bad happens to them. They're like, I told you, yeah, that's what you get, sinner, traitor. Except when someone walks away from their career and returns to their childhood indoctrination and declares 100% of their time going to their faith and something bad happens to them. Why is it that we can't say, you see, that's what happens when you go worship gods? Right? I would never say that because I'm not a psychopath. But Christians, come on. Double standard much? Let me finish reading that title. Pray. Ex-Victoria's Secret model, who quit job to follow Jesus, reveals stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Christians talk about how Jesus suffered so much on the cross. He suffered for 3 hours and was dead for a day and a half. Shut up. Shut up. And then he rose again to immortality and to be the head over, well, you know, everything. Shut the fuck up with the suffering of Jesus. Let's have him try on stage 4 cancer. Then talk to me about suffering. Fool. Christians talk about this as if they've never suffered anything. I've suffered. I was hospitalized for 30 days. Almost died for many of them. Agonizing. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it. You don't have to know my life. Fuck you. You think you know suffering? You think Jesus knows suffering? Because he suffered on a cross for 3 hours and stayed dead only a day and a half? Fuck you. Now, I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm talking to you. You know who you are. You know what you did. this is suffering. This woman is suffering. And she's going to suffer for a long time. And if she dies from this, it's going to be more than a day and a half. She's going to stay dead. Their loved ones are going to suffer. There's some real suffering to be had here. Right when she turns her life back to Jesus. And she calls on her newfound family to pray. CBN joins her in calling her family, her newfound family, church family, to pray. And so, even though I have no idea how this is supposed to work, I call on my Christian audience to pray for this woman who is named only in the audience, in the article. Go read it if you want to find out who she is, because CBN didn't care to tell you. But when you do that, come back to skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away, or shoot me a private email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com, and tell me how prayer is supposed to work. What are you praying for exactly? What are your expectations with that prayer? In the article, she calls upon her church family to pray for her. Even as a Christian, I have never understood this. Does she or does she not have an advocate with the Father? Is she not able to, without middleman, without priest, go directly to the throne of her dad, her space papa, and beseech him directly? Does he not want to help her? Can she not just ask him? Why does she believe that she needs more than that? Indeed, CBN, rather than saying, "Thou good and faithful servant, your prayers will be sufficient," they then echo the call for more prayer, please, for this woman. No, prayer for what exactly? It doesn't say. It actually does not say. So it just kind of assumes. And so I have to assume that what they're praying for is that her cancer goes away. So that's the prayer. Is that the expectation? I have another question. Why, when this happens, do we have to have a particular person in mind? So there's this woman whose name is not in the title because CBN doesn't give a damn. Never mind that. There's this woman, and you look up her name, and then you call her name like some kind of incantation. You ask God to take away her cancer. While you're at it, while you're in there, while you're praying an effective prayer, could you maybe make it a little bit more generic and ask for God to take away everybody's cancer who has it right now? Could you do that? Is that too much to ask? Is that too much to ask of your faith? Is that too much to ask of your God? That he not only healed this woman, but that he healed the world from cancer. Could you do that? Does it work like that? Could it work like that? If not, tell me how it's supposed to work. Because I don't know. And every time I read one of these articles, I know even less about how prayer is supposed to work, other than the fact that it is merely an emotional balm. And it is a way for Christians to pretend that they are doing something, that they are involved, because they feel so freaking helpless in the face of real suffering, and there's nothing they can do, and it makes them feel like they're doing something when they say words into the air and ask for healing. Now, these aren't the craziest kind of Christians. This woman is going through chemo. So, prayer plus chemo. Could that work? Right? Prayer plus all of the money going to the doctors and the medicine and the various exercise regimens and the diets and all that. Plus prayer. Is that how it works? I want to see a follow-up story, but only if it's good news. Because we know what the real news is with stage 4 breast cancer. It's not good. And it's spreading to other parts of our body. It's not good. It's hell. It's real suffering. Jesus wouldn't know anything about that. This is real suffering. It's what it looks like. And I don't wish it upon anyone, even an ex-Victoria's Secret model. Return to her indoctrination. So let's add our thoughts and more thoughts, and you Christians can add prayer. And let's hope that she finds healing of some kind, whether natural or supernatural. But please, while you're doing it, Christians, I call upon you again. I beseech you again, as I've done for over a decade. Will you please tell us how this is supposed to work? Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.